Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and you know what? I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
I tried to throw it at you a little weird just to see what would happen. Coming to you from the very professional Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles, California. It's Monday, September 12, 2016, and I feel the need for name tags. What do you got, Los Angeles? Let's get some house lights so I can see these shits. And we've got Jeff FK. And somehow I'm smoking a joint in the middle of a very serious looking JFK poster. Lawrence just attached his name to what looks like delicious cookies. Smart one, Lawrence. This one up front is lit up, but I still can't read it. Crystal Blanca. Crystal Blanca. Crista Blanca, and you attach some bottle caps. Oh, I used to love bottle caps and red vines, which I'm not going to lie to you guys. I enjoy a Twizzler, but red vines is better than Twizzlers. It's kind of a West Coast, East Coast thing. I hope that Twizzlers and red vines don't murder each other. All right, great job, Abby T. Great job, everybody. Thank you for bringing those. And good luck to you all. Only three of you will be chosen. Only three of you are the chosen one. Doug plugs. Tomorrow night, Doug Loves Movies is over at UCB Franklin at 9:30. I believe tickets are still available. And then Wednesday, this time it's for real. The last time was kind of a trick. I'm really going to interrupt Now You See Me Too at CineFamily. And on Friday at 4:45, I'm doing stand-up. That's in the afternoon at Kaboo Music Festival in Del Mar, California. So if you're going to that festival, it's the first day on Friday afternoon when I go on. So it'll probably be a nice little intimate performance. Boston, Charlotte, New York City, and more. DougLovesMovies.com for mo info. Oh, and don't forget, you can still purchase the Super Duper Tourney of Champs in the comedy album section of iTunes or at DougLovesMovies.com for $2. The show we did in Orlando on Saturday, it doesn't feel like a lost episode, it just feels like a delayed episode. So hopefully that'll be up tomorrow for you guys, and then this episode tonight will be up on Wednesday, and then tomorrow night's episode will be up on Thursday. And then we're all just going to take a break for a minute. Fucking enough Doug Loves Movies already. But tonight I'm very excited because I've gathered three of the, I'd argue to say they're some of the strongest game players we have, visiting us on a regular basis. So please give a big warm welcome to Sean Jordan, Rich Summer, and Sam the Mam Levine, a.k.a. Little Wolverine. I got so excited to bring you guys out here and start playing games that I forgot to say what I brought, what's in the prize bag. But let's just go down the line, meet you individually, and find out what you brought. And then I'll share my gifts with everybody. Because I think I brought maybe the best thing that's ever been. Not really. Let's say hi. Thanks for coming back. It's Rich Summer, everybody.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Gamesman extraordinaire.
Yep.
You're always a very enthusiastic player.
I am.
And what'd you tell me in a private tweet?
That I never plan on winning.
Yes. It's got interesting strategy. That's the Olympics. That's how they do it.
The tweet that private tweet that I sent you was immediately preceded by your tweet that said, private tweet that said, just so you know, you're facing two very good players. No presh.
No presh. And
I asked these guys if they got any messages about me playing, but they didn't seem to recall.
No. I almost sent them something like, hey, don't sweat it, guys. He's only a board game specialist. But I just don't want anybody to feel any pressure because it doesn't really matter.
But don't send those tweets.
It's all for fun.
Sure.
Yeah, I said no presh. I made it cute and everything. P-R-E-S-H.
That's true.
Presh.
Was adorable.
What's going on with you? You got any movie things we can look for you in? Or I heard you're into Masters of Sex. Did that one already air?
One was on last night, and then another one will be on this coming Sunday, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Foot fetishists.
That is correct.
I didn't see it, but that's the buzz on the street.
Literally, it was on the street when
I was
Sam
getting
said,
my nails
foot
done.
Foot fetishist when he walked up.
That was a fan buzz. Of the show. Fan of the show.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking the time out from your weird, creepy sex problem. It's not a sex problem, really. No, you can make it work.
Yeah, it's just it's a road bump sometimes.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Tarantino's made it work out okay.
Does he have a thing?
For feet?
Yeah.
Oh, watch one of his movies.
I'll have to do that.
Yeah, you get really good looks at Uma Thurman's feet, Bridget Fonda's feet, and it's feet all the time with that guy. And it's also, he does a lot of establishing shots of characters with their feet.
Hadn't noticed it, but
Lucy Liu's feet are all bound up, you know, in Kill Bill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Foot fetishist. Look it up. I wrote a Wikipedia page about it.
Wait, you wrote a Wikipedia page about... it's just called...
It's a fact.
Foot
Tarantino's a foot fetishist, and here's why. Three examples from eight films.
I like the disambiguation. If you are looking for Quentin Tarantino, film director... Go here.
Uh-huh.
If you're looking for Quentin Tarantino foot fetishes via Doug Benson, click here.
Go over there, yeah.
Yep.
It's all out there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of important conspiracies in the world these days, and I'm glad I uncovered that one.
Me too.
Also, did you know people float in every Spike Lee movie? I'm sorry, joint. Also joining us on the panel today... Very funny comedian, good friend of mine. He just got back from, we were in the Orlando show. I don't want to give away the results of the Orlando show, but he won, so I asked him to come back tonight. It's Sean Jordan, everybody.
Yo.
What do you got to say for yourself?
I don't know. Nothing really.
Did you have fun in Orlando?
I had a really good time in Orlando.
Will you be sad if nobody ever hears it?
I will be sad. It was a good one.
Yeah, why would nobody hear it?
We're just having trouble getting the audio from the folks at the club. And when there's trouble getting the audio, there's often not going to be any audio. But we're getting there, hopefully. We'll get it.
Yeah, it was a goodie.
We'll see.
I had fun. I enjoyed playing.
Yeah, I mean, there's people listening to that episode right now. Or not right now, but you know what I mean. They'll listen to it and they'll be like, then they'll listen to this one and go, I just heard the Orlando show. Why are they talking about it? What's the big deal? Well, now you know. That's the beauty of podcasting, is that you could learn things out of order.
So that was a message for people who haven't heard either of these yet.
That's great.
It's like, I saw Sully today, and Sully is, you know, it's the he couldn't, the birds flew into the engines and he had to land in the river. That's the pretty much the whole movie is telling that. And so there's a lot of flashing around. Speaking of Tarantino, it's got a real Tarantino structure where like it starts with the crash and then goes back to before and then back to the crash. You get to see the, not crash, they land. It's an important point Sully makes during the movie. It was not a crash landing, it was a water landing. We crashed into the water. But anyway, it's ultimately it's an inspiring movie, and they shot it all in IMAX. And please welcome, I'm talking too much, Sam the Mam is here.
Thank you. Thank you. Doug, I'm going to resign my post working on your Wikipedia page. I've been sitting on that for like 5 minutes, guys.
Yeah, it might have been hilarious if you just spit it right out in the moment.
You moved along too fast, Doug.
There was no choice. No one's ever said that to me in my life.
Too much.
That's all right.
All right, dude, what do you got for the prize bag tonight?
Oh, I got some good stuff. I have some CDs. Let's see. Wolf Mother, their second album, Cosmic Egg. That's right. They're the Australian Black Sabbath.
Total class.
And then a band called Rhinoceros? I don't know. It's something not good. But here's some actual good stuff. So I have a new show for Rooster Teeth called Crunch Time, which premiered this weekend. And they gave me a swag bag at a little event, and it's got some Rooster Teeth stuff in it. We got a keychain and a neck lanyard thing, and then a limited edition action figure from Laser Team, their feature film. Look, I don't care if you guys keep this or sell it on eBay, but it's going in the prize bag.
Thank you very much, yep. Sam. Pass that nice stuff down here.
Yep.
And I will put it. I tried to watch Nice Guys on the plane. You know, that was one of the channels on the TV and the screen, in the seat in front of you. And at the beginning, it said edited for content, and I was like, shit, fuck, because
you just said that to a baby sitting next to you, just to like.
I'm sorry, I didn't say shit, fuck. I said sheet farm, because that's the kind of nonsense that they throw in. At one point, a girl is talking about doing anal. It says doing anal and stuff, and they changed the line to doing angles and stuff. And it's then, like what are they? What's even happening? I mean, in that case, throughout that entire movie, I thought, oh, this is just Shane Black fucking around because the things they'd say instead were more creative than usual, but also never made it much sense, you know. You know, a lot of what the freak instead of fuck, which is pretty funny. What do you got for the prize bag, Sean?
I have popcorn and Sour Patch Kids because that's what I do when I watch movies. And my roommate gave me 3 albums to give away, so this is the 3rd one. Ian Carmel, he's a very funny comedian. Buy his album, because I don't have one. And tweet at Kill Rockstars to put one out with me, and then I'll have one next time. And then I found I found this at Goodwill, the best of the improv live comedy from the Legendary Comedy Club, Volume 1. So this came out, like, I think it came out in 2003, but it's fucking old. It's got David Spade, Steve Harvey, very young Janine Garofalo.
Those are contemporary names.
Yeah, they all stayed in the game.
I'm not saying.
Brad Garrett, he's still around. You just have to look up.
Wow, a rare tall joke. It's really bucking the trend there.
You don't want the rest of the stuff?
What? Okay.
You'll take it.
Yeah, what was this thing? Oh, Ian Carmel, yes. I gotta get Ian Carmel in one or all of my shows because I've always heard such nice things about him. And speaking of nice things and people, this man, Rich Summers, sauntered up tonight with a backpack all holstered on your shoulders. And what magnificent thing did you bring that you had to carry it in a backpack?
Please tell me it's a Mad Men Emmy. There's so many of them.
I kind
of
won an Emmy last night.
How did you win an Emmy?
At Midnight won an Emmy for best something or other show, and interactive show, and you know, I'm on it 1/8 of the time.
That counts.
Yeah, that counts.
Is that right?
That counts.
Yeah, that works.
1/12 of the time. I'm on like once a month. Anyway,
if Doug Loves Movies won an award, does that mean that we all sort of won an award as well?
That's how I felt. Like, didn't you feel that way when John Hamm won for Mad Men? Where I took a little credit for that one.
Not at all.
I was like, he used to yell at me when we play poker. That's how he practiced being a mean guy.
Right, but that's a whole different thing.
What's in the bag?
I brought a couple of games.
What's in the backpack? Oh, games!
I have, these are both from a company called Big Potato, which is a UK game. What?
Nothing. Don't listen to them.
Okay. Sorry, somebody had a response.
There was hubbub.
But then the people at Bananagrams have brought them to the US. So, anyway, this one is called Scrawl, Doodle Your Way to Disaster. It's a, you know, like a telephone Pictionary type, telephone
sure.
type. Grown-up game. These both have a parental advisory sticker on them.
Oh, so be careful.
That's exciting. And this is the Bucket of Doom. It says, when the shit hits the fan, you need a plan. it's the death dodging party game. So,
all right. Is there a warning on that one, or do they just figure using the word shit right on there?
It's just a big piece of shit. You can only play it one time. You just throw it into a fan.
That's and correct.
Then, that's the game.
The real game is the hours of cleanup.
I love these games. They're awesome.
Hey, Doug, you dropped the games.
Oh, shit.
Thanks.
Sure.
Everybody just brought a pile of prizes tonight. My little CVS bag isn't going to cut it, so whoever wins tonight, good luck. I got a T-shirt that somebody handed me that says the Joint Santa Ana. So congratulations for that plug.
Santa Anta?
The Joint Santa Ana. I got a couple of cool just novelty items that I found in my when I was looking through my stuff. This is from this is a Lost World Jurassic Park watch, I think, from Burger King.
Wow, 3-piece Stego.
Probably worth something if you had the other three, but without the whole set, it's probably not worth anything. And then this is kind of fun. Remember this movie, Top Secret? For some reason, I got a little magnifying glass. Oh, a broken magnifying glass. Oh, no, that's something else. That's a little button somebody gives me. It's like I Heart Texas, but instead of a heart, it's a weed leaf, so it's I Weed Texas, which makes no sense. And but Top Secret was starring Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
A promotional item from that.
That's a real vintage collector's item, right?
Right? I think that's probably worth a couple dollars. Yeah. So there you go. That's very special. And this is a fun thing I've been giving away. I got a stack of these recently. It's a Phil Bill Volume 1 comic book, and it's all depictions of Bill Murray from his various various films.
Wow. That's sick.
Your ironic hipster child will have hours of fun coloring that in.
Yeah, maybe an hour of fun.
Love that movie.
If you're lucky. Yeah, what was that called?
Quick Change.
Quick Change. I almost called it Loose Change, but that's about children.
Different thing.
Co-directed by Bill Murray.
That's right. Yeah. His directorial debut.
Yeah.
And the last time he did it.
I believe, yes.
Yep. Yeah. Get out of the directing game right away. And a pipe from Peacemaker. So all of that is going to be someone's here tonight, someone that made a lovely name tag that the winning gentleman will choose. But before we start the games, real quick question. Sam, last movie you saw?
American Graffiti, which I hadn't seen since I was maybe 9.
And how does it hold up?
I gotta tell you, I get the nostalgia. The music is amazing. And if you grew up in a small town in the early 60s, I'm sure it was a very authentic retelling of what, you know, a weekend was like driving around, picking people up. But in terms of how it compares to, say, modern day storytelling, I think there's a big
nostalgia.
It's
pretty casually paced.
Yeah, I think there's a big
nostalgia. And you have to be like really into like missing the idea of just sitting in cars on one road, driving up and down the road all night. That seems like a very specific experience that some people had, but certainly nobody today has that anymore, I don't think.
No, not to my knowledge.
Millennials aren't watching that movie going, yo, I wish I was driving up and down the street.
Yeah. and how
they might be.
And how the only way, spoiler alert, Richard Dreyfuss can think to get in touch with Suzanne Summers in the White.
Oh yeah,
T-Bird,
I mean it spawned a million stars. Like everybody in it went
Ford,
on
right?
to have big careers. Yeah, Harrison Ford had a small part. He's wearing a cowboy hat the whole time
because he wouldn't cut his long hair.
Yeah, and he would go back to his job as a carpenter, I think, after they wrapped the shooting, and then Han Solo came along a little bit later. I'm such a film historian. A little bit later, another thing happened in his career. Deckard, anyone? What about you, Sean? Last movie you saw, I might already know the answer, right? We were together this weekend.
Sounds funny when you say it.
It does.
I forget to bring it up on the last two, but I saw Now You See Me Too.
I don't know why you would do that. Is time just not precious to you? Do you not live every moment as if it's your last? He died doing what he loved.
I just love a good magic
Not loving
movie.
A movie.
I just love a good realistic magic movie.
I Down sure do earth. Like all those actors, though. I feel bad when it's they all are so committed to something so silly. Because it's silly, right?
Well, yeah, I didn't even say my opinion yet. It might be my favorite movie that I've ever seen. It's not.
It might be.
It's not. I mean, it's not. You know, it's not the best movie I've ever seen. I'll say that.
Okay, so thank you for rounding it down to not the best or the worst. Somewhere in that vast space
mean.
In between.
I don't want to be mean.
Yeah, just throw that into the movie chasm between best ever and worst ever.
It's right in the middle, right?
Yeah,
smack
big
in the
stack of million movies. Mm-hmm. Inspire us, Rich. Tell us about a great movie.
I rewatched Creepshow the other day.
How is that these days?
Still the best. I don't know that it's... I
love it so much.
Yes, I have no ability to be able to tell you if it's any good. Mm-hmm. I think if somebody sat down and watched it for the first time, I don't know how they would respond. But I love it so much. I think I saw it the first time when I was maybe 9. I had a Creepshow birthday party for my 11th birthday party.
Wow, I'm parents.
The best, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was. I still love it. I asked Ed Harris if it was his favorite movie that he was ever in.
And that's a bold question.
It was. It was one of those where I was.
The man's in Apollo 13, Rich.
I know. It was the first day that I had ever been one-on-one with him. It was, we did a play together this winter, and there's this part of the play where I'm laying down on the couch, and he's sitting on the floor next to me, and it was our first day on our feet, and I've not had a conversation with him at all. And I was laying there, and they were all chatting about something, and we were just kind of sitting there, and I said, "Hey, Ed, is Creepshow your favorite movie you've ever been in?" And he kind of looked at me, and he said... I think I danced in that movie. And I said, "You did." If you get the chance to YouTube Ed Harris Creepshow to see the dance he does, it is a lot like Elaine's dance on Seinfeld. He does this. It's the strangest. It's the dance. And I have all the respect in the world for this man, by the way. But it is the dance of those toys that when you push the button on the bottom, the strings go limp.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they snap back
they
up.
They limp it's up like, and, yeah.
It's that dance.
Okay. That'll be fine. I'll Google that. Or YouTube
find,
it. There's
I'll
probably a
the
YouTube
time.
Clip. Yeah.
I think I can squeeze that into the rest of my night. Mm-hmm.
If I were in that same position, if I were acting in the play Barry Child with him, I would whisper... is The Rock your favorite movie? Because I just saw him in that again recently, and boy, he really committed to it.
He's a really committed bad guy.
Yeah, he's gonna kill people because of all the people who've been killed.
Is that movie still good?
Yes, it's pretty fun.
Good.
Yeah, because
fucking
Nicolas Cage pulls some lines out that are just ridiculous.
Movie.
Yeah, now I can't even remember the
paper or plastic.
Yeah,
that's a real line.
But he says something like, "What in the name of Zeus's butthole?" at one point.
Yep, real line.
It's really incredible.
I mean, it gets the point across for sure.
Oh yeah. No, what? And then he's yelling it. You know, he's really gets really worked up. Stanley Goodspeed is his name. So it's pretty pretty good stuff.
Doesn't that movie end with people finding the answer to the Kennedy assassination?
Among many other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. The microfilm.
A whole bunch of shit. Spoilers.
Hidden in the front leg of a pew.
Yeah.
a lot going on. A lot going on.
Yeah, they shot it at Alcatraz, and Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage did so much scenery chewing, Alcatraz is not there anymore. It's no longer a thing.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened. It got ate up by those two guys.
I can't hear the name Alcatraz without thinking about Malcatraz.
What's
which
that?
Which is what Charlie Sheen calls John Malkovich in Being John Malkovich.
He calls him Malcatraz?
He goes, Malcatraz. And he goes, the machine.
All right.
Oh, God. Alcatraz.
Yeah. This is the part of the show. Bert, turn it off. Let the games begin. Woo! 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 We got some good name tags for you guys to choose from. So, gentlemen, go grab one. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Hey, you guys, there's no ad in this episode. I just wanted to take a moment while name tags are being chosen to thank you for listening. Thank you for your continued support. And be sure to check out my new show, Pitch Off, on Screen Junkies Plus. I think you can still see the first episode for free, but then you gotta buy Screen Junkies Plus to watch the show. A new episode every couple of weeks. Me, as a studio executive, taking pitches from great comics and show business types like Sam Levine, Matt Besser, Megan Neuringer, Steve Agee, and more. It's Pitch Off at Screen Junkies Plus. I bet you ScreenJunkiesPlus.com will get you there and get you all the details. Thanks again. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Who do you got there, Sam?
I have got, oh boy, it's a big one. Ooh. I've got...
Oh, this is the one with the red vines and the bottle caps.
Crystal Blanca. Krista Blanca.
I said the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Everybody makes the same mistake. Yeah. But Krista Blanca is what we're going to call you.
Krista Blanca. It's got you on it, and I don't know, is that supposed to be?
Oh, it's a cartoon me.
Oh, okay.
It's a cartoon version of her.
I assume you're Krista. Yeah. All right, so it's got you and Krista on it.
Her real name is Krista White.
Definitely going to win Best Picture.
All right, good job, Sam and Krista. You guys are going to be a great team, I feel it. Jeff FK.
Jeff FK.
Yep, you picked the movie that you should name whenever you're stumped in any of the games on the show because it has a lot of actors in it.
Yeah.
It
sure does.
So you might be right if you say JFK.
Yeah, totally.
And that's the director's cut you're holding right there.
Damn right.
Yeah, that's the director's cut. Few people know that it includes me smoking a J.
Just to add to the mystery.
Yeah, like, well, what's this guy? What's he up to? What? He seems grassy. I don't know if there's a knoll involved, but...
Did you see that it's starring Kevin Costner?
Oh, I didn't see that! Son of a bitch! It still says... it's an Oliver Stone film? Did you put a D on Stone?
No, no.
Oh, lazy.
You idiot.
God damn it.
You lazy idiot.
Fuck out of here, Jeff K.
You look like a real fucking asshole, Jeff.
You stupid... You put an O in Costner, you
it's
left
all right.
Oliver
all right.
Stone alone.
Tension.
You dumb shit.
Tensions run high up here. Don't sweat it, Doug. We're all going to fight after the show. Everyone in the room. Yeah. It's all right. Then I should read this thing on the back or no?
Oh, no. Jesus.
He's
a matter
having,
with
Sean's just having
funny.
Fun. He didn't know you.
Just,
not
even just messing, just fooling about.
Well, of course you had to pick this, Rich.
Yeah, it's a Harry Potter clue box. And luckily, Lou told me that his name is Lou. Because otherwise, there
it's really hard
no indication.
To discern that from the word clue. Oh, his name must
like
be Lou.
Scribbled out a C or something, but he didn't. Anyway.
And yes. He didn't make it Harry Pothead?
No.
Fucking idiot. Get
you
out of
stupid
here.
Stupid shithead.
You and Jeff
Lou.
Go play Russian roulette. When do you come
stupid
back?
Stupid Lou.
I'm going to scribble out all these shitheads.
What's your nickname
Lou.
At the office? Dumb Lou?
It's all right. Don't listen to him. You can go back to the office tomorrow. They won't even know. It's going to be out for a few days.
Oh, they'll know.
He doesn't have a job. You're not pasting Doug Benson's face on a Harry Potter board game at work. Well, excellent job choosing those name tags and then throwing them to the floor. No, that's a good place for it. Seriously. I like it like that because then I can look down and go, Jeff. Jeff Lou. Jeff Crystal Blanca. Yeah, put yours down on the floor, Sam.
Okay.
This first game we're going to play.
I didn't notice it was blinking.
Oh, wow.
It was heavier than I thought it was going to be.
Well, it's bottle caps.
There's candy that weighs it at the top.
Yeah. And it's still very blinky. It's like a dying blinky thing.
I do love a bottle cap.
Is that a Pac-Man reference?
Bottle caps are pretty good.
They're really good.
Yeah, it was a deep cut. I'm a fan.
If I make a Pac-Man reference, Sam, the word Clyde is going to be spoken. Here we go. First game.
I had a root canal last week.
What? Starting with the excuses already?
No, I was just thinking about it. I was looking at those bottle caps and how much I want to eat them, but I was just thinking then about this.
You can eat them now.
It would hurt?
No, I eat them now?
Why? Well, yeah, I mean, you already had the root.
Yeah, I got this fake, I got a temporary crown on the back of on the back here.
Yeah. Doug loves up, dental surgery.
It's a shorter theme song than I recall. Yep. I just thought this would be a good
what's your favorite flavor of bottle cap?
Root beer.
Root beer, yes.
There you go. You just won all the games tonight, Rich.
Are there five different flavors that I'm seeing? No, there's grape on it. Wait.
Yeah, grape, orange.
Grape soda, orange soda. It's all the great sodas.
Cola. Sorry, I left out soda.
Yeah.
Mm. Just regular old soda.
You got Fresca on there.
Mm.
A Tab. Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal, I get it. I see what you did.
The first game we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the name of a motion picture, and the first one of you that repeats it back is the winner.
I was on the episode where this game might have been
I'm going to play my own game, slap the mic out of everybody
else's
mouth.
Wait, so
you I
think I'll still be able to hear them.
I want to understand the simplicity of this.
Okay.
You say the name
wrap
of
your
a
head
movie.
Around it.
You say the name of a movie.
This is like classic actor moment, the way you're like rubbing your eyes with your glasses up on your forehead.
We just told you if we don't
like
talk
Brian
to him in
Keith
30 minutes
on Family Affair
lunch.
Used to do that all the time. Okay, so very old reference.
You're saying you hit him in the face.
I say the name of a movie, First person to repeat it back wins. It is that simple. There's no tricks really to it. It's just a ridiculous way to determine who's going to go first in the next game we play.
Snappy.
When you do that, I think it sounds like when a bug hits a zapper.
It does.
And there's some crickets in this room, so I keep thinking the crickets just went into a zapper. Mm-hmm.
It's right down there.
There it is.
It's the zapper.
Little bug zapper.
Do you think, Ryan, do you think that the listeners can hear the crickets at all? They can?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Welcome back to, if you're just joining us, we're doing the show on a bayou tonight. Wish you could see the fireflies. They're just beautiful. Live, die, repeat. I'm going to say the name of a movie. Here we go. Sully.
Jesus Christ.
Sam was just so much.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I'm not finished. Vince Travels. No, I'm not. I'm kidding. It's Sully. I think Sam got in the fastest, right?
Yeah.
That was so close, though. It was so close between heart, two of you said it really fast, and the third one had a heart attack.
I still haven't said it. It's too upsetting.
My heart's beating faster now than any time I've ever done stand-up.
Well, I wish you'd said it, Rich, because if three people yell Sully in succession, he appears.
But we can't see him. He's just in he goes to the bathroom, and then he leaves.
It's the miracle far from the Hudson. Would that be a fun show for me to do, like try to put together a show where the only people invited are the people from that plane? It just could do a show for them, just like
could be a fun show.
Like how they screened Pearl Harbor for all those vets.
I don't know how many fans I had on the on that plane. Probably zero based on my plane travel. Nobody says anything to me. All right, so Sam won that game, so he gets to go first in the next game. And I know, it's quite a privilege. And the next game is going to be, you know what I just realized?
What's that?
Usually,
the next game?
Yeah, I realize what the next game's going to be, but usually it's Last Man Stanton, and usually people send me, I've got the perfect name for Last Man Stanton messages all day, but I don't remember seeing any today.
I did.
You're a reserve crowd. You did? What's your Twitter name?
Jews in Reviews.
Jews in Reviews? Well, I have a hate blocker on my... So you tweeted at me. Do you remember? Can you paraphrase your tweet? I have the perfect name. You won't be sorry. It's going to knock your dick in the dirt.
You didn't put something like that in there, did you?
I'm going to sit like a weird loner in the front row with a strange light on the side of my face.
Sorry.
Pick me. What's your actual name? Can you say it?
Ben.
Good job, Ben.
I think he's Jewish, guys.
Do you know how to pronounce your own name, Ben? All right, so Ben is going to give us the name of a actor or actress, and we'll start with Sam, and then we'll go to Sean and Rich, and then me. And I like to play along on this one, but I can't win. And each of you guys get one lifeline, and that is the person that you're playing for. Krista and Jeff and Kalu.
Stupid Lou.
Are you...
Don't listen to him, Lou. You just start thinking of movies, bud. All of them.
So yeah, you can go to them many times. So you might want to go to Dumb Lou early and...
That's a good idea.
When he
just
might actually have an answer.
He's going to have a bad answer, obviously.
Sometimes when you go to your lifeline late, they've run out of answers as well. You know, it's pretty tough, and the crickets aren't going to help.
If you run out of answers, Jeff,
unless we're playing...
I don't even want to bring it up.
If we're playing Gary Busey, then that would be a clue.
The crickets.
Are we... No one?
Well, you lost.
Buddy Holly story. All right.
Lost me again.
That's why I said crickets.
Yeah. All right. What do you got for us there, Ben?
Giovanni Ribisi.
Giovanni Ribisi. Holy shit. Everybody's going to go home early tonight.
I love it. No, I'm so on board.
All right. Sam's super into it.
Let's do it.
I'm never going to call on you again, Ben. Giovanni Ribisi.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Here we go, of the Ribisi acting dynasty.
Who's shitting your cereal?
He's got a redheaded sister.
Marissa.
Marissa.
Dazed and Confused, right, that girl?
Yep.
But he does not appear in that one.
Good pull, Sam.
Okay, he does, however...
That's a fun game idea. Let's name movies that don't have Giovanni Ribisi in them.
Even Lou could do that.
Sweet Lou.
Don't, Lou, it's all right, man. Don't listen. You're good.
Okay.
All right, Lou,
so what do you got there for us, Sam?
I'm gonna start off with some of his leading man work, Boiler Room.
Oh, okay.
That's one of my two, Doug. Let's see if we can knock out the other one right now.
Oh, well, here we go, Sean.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Okay, very good.
That wasn't the other one?
Mm-mm.
All right.
You can, don't forget about your lifeline. You don't want to guess wrong.
Or
do you still have your other one?
I have my other one.
Okay, go ahead.
Lost in Translation.
Yes, Lost in Trans.
Lost in Trans. Sorry for blowing those extra syllables.
Just trying to extend this game. The Giovanni Ribisi.
I think I just got to do my duty here and just knock off a super obvious one and go with Avatar.
Yeah.
What? That's not an obvious one? Somebody in the audience was stunned.
I would never have got Avatar. Would have got it.
I will go with another, what I consider a pretty obvious one, Saving Private Ryan. No? Not that obvious? Guess I should have sat on that one a little longer. He played Wade, the medical officer. All right. Good night.
Oh, hang on. Let me keep track of your zero bonus points.
And for those of you listening, the look given wasn't a good one. So. Sort of a fuck you kind of look.
Yeah.
Sean?
The Gift?
Yeah.
He's in The Gift?
There's
first
two
one.
Gifts.
The first one. With Katie
oh,
Holmes
the one with,
Greg
you're
Kinnear
right. Very good.
Yeah, I know I'm right.
All right. Still zero bonus points.
This is all going according to my plan I laid out for you in that private tweet earlier. I'm going to go to Lou. Hey, Lou.
Lou.
I need you, buddy.
What do you got,
Pull
Lou.
Your head out of your ass,
Help
Lou.
Me out.
Lou. As Ted Knight would say.
Basic.
What?
Huh?
Basic.
Basic.
A John Travolta movie?
Do you want to go with that? Do you want to say Basic?
I don't know.
Rich? What's your instinct on this one? Do you want to go with Basic?
My instinct is that Lou is an idiot. And so it's hard to go with something he'd say.
So you don't really, you don't appreciate his basic instinct? Thanks for being on the
Thanks
show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, we'll validate your point.
Yeah, I'll go with Basic.
Sure. Seems like he should be in that. Why the hell not? He's become quite the character actor. Oh!
What are you cheering for?
Because I just thought of one.
Oh. That's fair.
I think I want to hold that one. I'm going to hang on to that one for a second. I don't know what Sam's up to over there. I'm going to go with the other sister.
Ah, it was my next one. What do you got? You got nothing?
Oh, Sam's that's cool. going just, to his lifeline.
That's cool. Just make up a movie like Lou did. He's not going to challenge it. No, he's not in that. It's all right. He's in a movie called Middlemen.
You dickhead. You had it. Damn it. I'm going to lose.
Middlemen.
You're not. I didn't mean that came out.
It's not The Middlemen?
No, it's just called Middlemen.
Okay. It's not the Diamond Men?
No, it's pretty basic, Doug.
It's not the Monuments Men?
Well, Ted.
Ted! Nicely done.
Oh, shit.
That'll bring Rich right back into this.
My name is Earl.
Oh! Such
Move it
said
along.
With such confidence.
I believe you'll find he was in that.
Damn it.
String a bunch of episodes together, you got a feature film, and then some. All right, you're out.
Yeah.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
T-
Ted 2.
How the fuck
you
did it take
that? Son of a bitch.
How did it take that long? What do you got, Jeff?
I had the other sister.
I didn't ask what you had, did I?
I didn't ask for what's going to be useless. I'm looking for help.
That toilet paper was flushed, my man.
What do you think, man? You got anything? Just think, just look, just close your eyes and be like, oh, there he is. Rabisi, oh, Rabisi. Welcome back to your homeland, Rabisi.
No.
Nothing? That didn't help?
Avatar 2.
Maybe he's in the Italian job? No, that's Seth Green. What was your guess?
Avatar 2.
Avatar 2? I don't know. He was a villain in Avatar, so he might not come back.
Avatar 2.
I don't know. And that's also years in production.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet.
It turns, I think James Cameron's trying to make that whole planet real first.
Yeah. Yep, that's the next step.
I mean, that 3D's got to be the most amazing shit ever if he's spending this much time on it. So you're out, Sean. Did you ever use Jeff? Oh, he couldn't think of anything.
Well, he thought of other sister earlier.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Jeff and Lou are going to ride home together.
It's one of Ribisi's more memorable turns, that other sister.
Fuck.
Friends, he was on Friends.
He sure was. Twice. Well, he played two different characters.
Yep. What?
Really?
Yeah, the first one
but
was...
But one was on a lot, like the yes, character that was the father
Frank,
of the...
Frank Jr.
Yeah.
The character he played was in a season two episode where he throws a condom accidentally into Phoebe's music case when she's playing street music, and then he runs back for it, goes, did I accidentally drop a condom in your case? She's like, yeah, here you go. And then he says, hey, Janine or Francine, I got it, and then runs away. And then we see him again the following season as Frank Jr.
Do you ever wish
please.
There was stuff you didn't remember?
No, Mary Lou Henner is yeah. my mother.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
I mean, she remembers details to an upsetting degree, but this is getting there.
Well, I happen to mention one of my favorite shows of all time, though.
All right. What's the next?
This is fun game. When Tom Lennon was on Friends, what was his character?
He was a Vegas dealer. He played blackjack. I was actually at that episode's taping.
Oh my God. Wow, we're going deep here.
Deep. Yeah. That episode.
What
filmed,
was special about him as a dealer in Vegas?
He was Joey's hand double.
Joey.
His identical hand twin.
Yeah, Joey decided that this guy was his hand twin and just kept stalking him and saying we're hand twins. The single most ridiculous, I will not buy it plot line in the history of that series. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's way stupider than Joey ever should be.
Yeah. My mom calls it bloomies.
That, of course, was a brilliant moment. That show peaked in season 5 because Matthew Perry was on so much drugs he doesn't remember it. All right, here we go. Let's finish this thing up. I gave you a lot of time to really sit and think about Giovanni.
Who are you giving time to?
Yeah, I feel like all of
it's
you.
On you.
Oh,
you
no,
guys are both out.
Sam.
It went to you.
It's just you and me now, Sam?
Yeah, man.
Do you have another one?
Yeah.
He's got another one. Son of a bitch. Is it an animated thing?
No.
I bet he's the voice in an animated thing.
He probably is.
Yeah. Oh, it's out right now. The Wildlife. I'm kidding.
All right.
Take it home, Sam. What's your last
it's
one?
It's a movie called Columbus Circle, which I also happen to be in.
What? You just had that one holstered till the end?
Of course.
But you don't have another one.
No, I'm not. I'd have to sit and think for a while.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But we did pretty good,
we
I
did
think.
All right.
I think we cleared the table for the most part, but let's check with the audience. What did we miss?
That Thing You Do.
What did he do in that?
He was the first drummer.
Yeah. He was the
first
guy
that did
that thing.
Okay.
Right.
Mod Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with what's her name
Claire
and the other guy.
And Omar Epps.
Yeah, those were them.
Yeah.
What else?
Heaven.
Cate Blanchett.
I don't even know that.
What the hell is that?
No, I thought you were saying these movies.
That you murdered him earlier today. He's in heaven. I wanted to wait till the end to tell you.
Next time you see Ed Harris, tell him that. Tell him Giovanni Ribisi's in heaven.
That's a pretty good hashtag for this show. Giovanni Ribisi's in heaven.
Isn't he a Scientologist?
That could start an unnecessary panic.
You'd be the dickhead.
I went on Twitter today and said I was seeing Sully, and a couple different people tweeted at me that Tom Hanks was dead, like as a joke, and it was a bummer.
Never a joke.
That's not a good joke.
Not a good joke at all.
No.
Lou, don't ever do that.
What a weird weekend for him to die. Sully breaks all records. Tom Hanks dead. And really break records the next weekend.
Notice how I'm not smiling.
Joe vs. the Volcano is my favorite Tom Hanks movie. I decided that while watching Sully.
Okay.
Sully was not a contender.
Can we play that game
Tom
real
Hanks
quick?
Movie. Yeah, Tom please. Hanks What's movie? Your favorite?
Sleepless in Seattle.
We might as well play this game since he died today.
Aww, don't even joke about it.
He didn't die.
He's a national treasure.
He's going to die.
He's totally going to
die, though.
The Money Pit.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
That's a controversial choice.
For his performance?
Oh, okay. I meant more favorite overall movie.
Featuring Tom.
Maybe,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I might still stand by it.
Really?
Yeah, what, Philadelphia?
No.
What does he say when he's all delusional, when he's like been stuck in the carpet in the ceiling for a long time and Shelley Long finally comes home?
Here!
Right, but then doesn't he say that he hallucinated that some Care Bears came by?
I think so, yeah.
It's like so weird.
Yeah.
All right.
Mine's Punchline, by the way.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
The comedy locker room?
Why, did you see it? Like, they're just at the right age or something?
Sure.
Because it's terrible, right?
Yeah, it's not a good movie. It's ridiculous.
But you enjoy watching it.
I do, because he is good in it. He acts like a stand-up, like an 80s stand-up. Really authentically.
He does.
He's a very authentic, shtick heavy 80s New York comic who never would have been mainstream, or not mainstream, who would have been too mainstream, would have, you know, sold out rooms in Iowa.
But you know, in that contest that never existed to get on The Tonight Show, he did a great thing there when he just went up and improvised an entire set of new material
that
he had never tried before.
Right.
And it killed. It worked out great for him. And I'm so glad it did, because it makes for a happier ending of the movie. Because that guy in real life killed himself.
Which guy? Stephen Gould?
No, who's that?
The character that he plays?
Oh, no. That's a character.
Who killed himself?
What are you talking about?
Tom Hanks today. We've been talking about it.
You didn't say it was suicide.
Well, I thought it was sad enough. I didn't want to bring up that part of it.
Oh, God damn it.
I was gone. I was way out of there. I was at a different airport. I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was talking about either. I'm just so excited right now because since we do have three great game players and we recently completed the Tournament of Championships once and for all over at, you can get that on iTunes for $2, the Super Duper edition, where some would argue, Sam and Levine included, that Matt Myra and John Hamm teamed up against him.
It's all right. I was happy to play.
It was,
playing was the fun
and
part for
it
me.
Ends up being part of the strategy, and it's a shitty part of the strategy. But I know we've got some, you know, you guys all want to win tonight, so I hope that you don't hold back, because we're going to play old school Lenny Malt right now. You thought you'd never get to play this game again, Rich, but here it is in your face.
This is good.
So yeah, gird your loins, as they say in one of my favorite of your films, The Devil Wears Prada.
What does that mean?
It means take your fucking dick and balls or your vagina area and just strap it in.
All right.
Get it ready.
Get it girded.
Gird that shit.
Girdy.
Because a very powerful woman is about to walk through the room.
Jeff, I need some help to gird my loins before the game.
I got you.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I even looked up on the Wikipedia page I wrote about it. I think I looked up to see what I wrote about it, and I forgot. Do you know what it really means, Rich, to gird your loins?
No, I think you might have been right.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
That's the basic idea of it. All right. So we're going to play the Leonard Maltin game, and Sam won the last game, so he gets to go first. He gets to pick the first category, and then we'll go to you, Rich, and then to Sean, and we'll, you know, switch the order each round. First person to get to 2 points will be our winner, and I think that's all I need to say. I've been able to continue the game because of the book a lovely man gave me in Atlanta, Georgia, that is just full of categories, so I don't have to use the app that doesn't exist anymore. And I made up some names for some of the categories, but he really mapped it out all very nicely, so I figured we might as well play these out.
Let's do it.
Right?
I'm very excited.
All right. Sean, let me check in with you. How excited are you? This is like when you're in the exit row on the plane and you got to get a verbal yes from each person that you're willing to assist in an emergency. You know, everyone on that plane was a hero. They all got out of there.
It was 9/11. They should have fucking
They got out of there very efficiently and safely. One lady just jumped into the water for no good reason, really, but they got her out of there. The guy in flippers jumped out of a helicopter. I don't want to spoil too much of this movie, you guys.
Yes.
Rich, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was looking for a yes.
Sorry.
I needed a yes.
Who's that was really nice of that person to make that book for you.
Yeah.
So we could play this game more.
Looks like it's paining you.
Are you going to throw up?
I might. Look. I remember Doug saying, "Oh yeah, the Leonard Maltin game is basically dead because the app doesn't work anymore."
So basically dead.
Jesus, you're right.
Yeah,
I should have paid attention.
Yeah,
it's all right, man. I wouldn't worry about it. We're all right.
Yeah,
we're good.
It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
I'm ready.
All right, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Which one of these categories would you like to start with? X-ray. That's movies with X in the title or a song by Ray Charles on the soundtrack.
That's my favorite part of the game.
Or would you like Bye Bye Leonard Maltin? Bye Bye Leonard Maltin game app. And the answer is going to be one of the last movies that he reviewed on the app.
Oh.
Before it was... as it died.
Okay.
Or The Do-Over, and that's movies with a title that has been used previously.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Let's do Bye-Bye Leonard Maltin.
There's a show on TV called The Do-Over, by the way, so The Do-Over is also an example of that. You want to do the Leonard Maltin thing?
Yeah, sure.
All righty.
Sure.
The year of this motion picture, the same year that the app died, coincidentally, is 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He says about this movie, he gives it 2.5 stars,
mm-hmm.
and he calls it a great true life story,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, most great true life stories only get 2.5 stars. And then he says it was based on a book, and he lists 9 names. And I figure you probably want to open the bidding with -9 names.
I will open the bidding with 0 names.
Oh, no. It's happening already, you guys. The domination is back. Sean, Jordan, what are you going to do with this?
I know it. I just can't name 1 person in the movie.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think.
I could be wrong.
You could be.
Yeah, I think you might be wrong.
Really?
Well, I know people in this movie. I'm looking right at it. I'm like,
that
these
helps.
Are people that I know. I think I know. There's only one name on here I don't know. Maybe 2.
Then I'm wrong. Name it.
Is it The Monuments Men?
That is correct.
I was wrong.
Monuments Men.
I didn't know it. I thought it was Life of Pi.
That's from way really before did. 2014.
Based on a true story.
I really thought it was Life of Pi.
2.5 stars, a book.
It's a book,
all
right?
Of that's true?
Yeah.
Yeah, but was it from 2014?
Okay.
No.
It's interesting you fixated on that. I'd be interested to see how they could come up with 9 actors about a movie with a kid on a boat with a tiger.
That's why I didn't know any. Therein lies my problem.
It's all Andy Serkis eight times for playing the tiger.
The actor's not just named the tiger, you know what I mean?
Totally, man.
All right, so Sean challenged Sam. See, Sean, there was a place where you could have done arguably the dick move.
Yeah, I could.
And you could have said negative one, then Rich would have challenged you, and then you would have failed, and Rich would have gotten the point.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
Sam's got a point, so now he's just one away from winning.
Sorry, everyone.
Wow.
He won't win.
Don't be sorry.
No.
You played it admirably and stupidly. Giving Rich the point isn't necessarily a good idea, because Rich could then get two points.
Yeah, you got totally.
So I think you did the right thing, Sean. Don't let Doug make you feel bad.
I don't think Sean was questioning anything.
I was doing just fine. I was having a good time. Now I feel like a fucking asshole. I apologize.
Rich gets to pick, and then it'll go to Sean. Mm-hmm. Would you like Moon Over My Hammy? Yeah. That's movies. One guy in the back. You should get together with the Crickets and form a band. Moon Over My Hammy is movies with a scene that takes place at Denny's or featuring John Hamm.
Okay.
Days of Future Past. That's movies with a specific day in the title. Or... Days of Future Past 2. Movies with the word days in the title. Which one of those beauties do you want to try?
I guess I have to do Moon Over My Hammy.
You don't have to.
I feel compelled.
All right, that's what you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay. The year is 2014. 2.5 stars from Leonard.
Got it.
Did you say got it?
I was kidding.
Oh, God.
Leonard says the screenplay hits more than a few predictable notes. And he also says it's not bad. Which is a criticism we heard earlier this evening about the movie that Sean saw. Mm-hmm. 10 names, Rich.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that? You going to go low number, zero, or negative? You remember how negative names works, right?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to remember the name of this movie that I'm trying to remember the name of.
Oh, okay.
Because I see so many things in my head.
Sugar plums.
Are you a therapist now?
Or? Yeah. God damn it, what was that movie called?
All right, so you're not bidding from a place of strength.
No, I'm gonna say.
But maybe some names will help you to figure it out.
Yeah, maybe. No, but I only have one. I'm going to say negative one.
Negative one? He's going negative one, Sean. Yeah.
All right.
Wait, say a bid. Don't say names.
Well, no.
Seems like you're
I'm
about
just
to
trying.
Say
I haven't played the game in a while, so I'm just trying to figure out. If I say name it, he gets it wrong, I get the point. If I say name it, he gets it right, he gets the point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, name it.
Okay. But think about it for a second.
Yeah, think about your
Those
decision,
lights
Sean.
Kind of look like bug zappers, is what I just
you
noticed.
Want to think
we were
about
talking about bug zappers earlier. So that's me thinking about it.
All right, so it's on me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that one where...
What the hell is going on?
It sounds like you're talking to Ed Harris again.
You can talk about it. None of us are going to help you, but you can say whatever you're thinking. It's not like somebody can come in and steal.
Well, the only movie I'm thinking of... is this movie with John Hamm, and they play baseball. I mean, he gets those kids to play baseball.
Oh, the baseball town.
Yes. It's just something just like that. I feel like it starts with an M.
The man who came to Baseball Town.
The mayor of the town called Baseball Town. Okay, it's Sam, you certainly know this.
Oh, yeah, I could have gone negative two on this
boring.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is. It's Bride's Balls.
Okay. It's
that's why one of us had to get the point.
I'm never going to think of the name of it. That's I don't know why it's escaped me. So, am I thinking of the right movie?
We better make sure John doesn't listen to this episode.
Well, there's no other movie even remotely in my brain other than this one that I can't think of the name of.
You're not thinking about The Matrix just a little bit?
Nope.
No. I'm always thinking about it just
The Matrix does have a Denny's in it.
Just a little bit.
All right, so you give up?
Constantly.
Well, John Hamm is the name.
It was a fun struggle. I don't want to... Sam's over there giving no, you were doing a baseball thing, so he already knows that part. I don't know what to tell you.
I give up. I lose. But is it the one that I'm thinking of?
Yeah, of course. Okay. That's the movie you're thinking of. It does have a slightly hard-to-remember name.
It does start with an M.
It does. Okay.
It's called A Million Ways to Die with Your Arm.
$1 million arm, that's it.
$1 million arm.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is Lake Bell number two?
$1 million arm.
That would have had...
In my book, she is.
Damn right.
No, Asif Manvi got the number two slot.
Is that the $1 million arm?
He's his assistant who helps him to, you know, find the guys and train them and stuff.
God damn it.
Yeah, Indian baseball. They teach cricket players how to play baseball.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
And they have some success with it. It's inspirational. And I of course left out some of the nicer things that Leonard said about it. He says the screenplay hits more than a few predictable notes, but as sports underdog movies go, it's not bad.
Yeah.
That's the full quote. So there you go. All right, so Sean's on the board. Sean's got a point.
Hey,
Sam's got a point.
Sean, way to go.
You can do this, Rich. You're putting too much pressure on yourself.
I have flop sweat on my body.
Hey, what was the name of that? You shot all the interiors of the ad agency in Mad Men in a building downtown.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
LA Center Studios.
LA Center Studios. We'll talk, I don't need to talk about this now. I'm sad I even brought it up, but I just shot something there, and it was exciting just to be in the same place where Mad Men was shot.
You know, there's a tree inside the
Listen,
back.
I don't have time for this.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What about the tree?
There's a tree where we all carved our initials. We shaved out the side of the tree, and then everybody carved their initials.
I should have texted you from the set. Is there a fucking tree here?
I
should have thought there might have been something special for me to look for, like you might have left a gum under a desk or something. Seems like a Harry Crane move. All right, so who challenged who there? Sean and...
Sean challenged me.
Yeah, so we start with Sam and then go to Sean. Sam gets to pick the next category. Would you like... It's Always Someone from Philadelphia. Movies with one or more cast members from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh no, this turns out to be quite commemorative after his suicide today. How dare you. Hanks for the Ride. It's movies with Tom Hanks on a plane, a boat, a rocket, or a train.
Oh, God bless.
That's fucking dope.
Or Halloween. And that's movies featuring Jamie Lee Curtis that I would have watched while I was high.
It seems like a pretty wide category. What was the first category again?
It's Always Someone from Philadelphia.
All right. Well, in honor of the dearly departed, let's do Hanks.
Hanks for the Ride, everybody.
Yeah, Hanks for the Ride.
Hey, Sam.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, can I have some of those bottle caps?
You'll have to ask Krista.
You just got a root canal, though.
Thanks. Yeah, I know.
I'm excited about
it. I need something to do.
I'm excited about the the bottle cap tasting. That's about to happen.
Is the whole thing made out of tape?
You can do it.
I got it.
Tie it. They were heavy.
What kind of cookies are those, Lawrence?
Chocolate chip.
Oh, okay. You didn't pick Lawrence's cookies.
Nope.
I can't eat chocolate.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What are you, like a poodle?
know. I'm more like a pit bull.
Is Pitbull the singer really... singer? Is Pitbull the guy that's Pitbull? Does he...
You can see
is he called Pitbull because he used to be in charge of Pitbull dog fights?
I have no idea.
Someone told me that. I was like, what an asshole.
Well, Vin Diesel is called that because he used to work at the diesel store. See, I didn't think I was going there. I was going to make a gasoline joke. They would have both been terrible. You were right to respond the way you did.
Do you know why Rich Sommer got his name?
Why?
Favorite time of year. These smell great. I can't eat them because I'm off sugar, but they smell really good. And they're smaller than I thought they'd be. Are they a little less, do they have the same texture as the originals?
Yeah, real dusty kind of.
Real dusty.
Maybe they are the originals.
But they don't have like as serrated, the edges aren't as serrated.
I think when they come in the roll.
Yeah.
The tube, they have
the roll. I used to love the fucking roll. I'd get one of those and some nerd ropes and I'd be happy. Yeah. Those are both good.
Thanks, fam.
Yeah, right. It wasn't really
and
mine
thanks,
to give away.
Terrific candy break. I don't know why candies don't advertise on this show. It seems like a perfect fit.
Yeah.
But
it's really good.
Let's play this round, shall we?
Okay.
Tupac died 20 years ago today.
Wow.
Yep. Nobody brought that up, so I just figured I would.
How long is an epoch?
Isn't it kind of up to, is it subjective?
Oh, it is?
I think so, isn't it?
I don't know. I was just hoping that we've just experienced like two epochs of Tupac being gone.
I have no idea. No idea.
Okay. Hanks for the ride.
Hanks for the ride.
Tom Hanks on a plane, boat, rocket, or train.
Yep.
The year is 2013, and that's all Sam needs to know.
I don't know about that.
Okay. What's your bid?
Is that really
all
you're
giving me? I might not know it. -4. That's all Sam gets. I'll give you guys more clues after Sam bids. No, I'm just kidding. That's all everybody gets. I mean, it seriously narrows it down pretty well. Okay. He's on a plane, a boat, a rocket, or a train, and that's 2013.
All right. I will then bid. How many names are in it?
Great question. It's him and a volleyball. No. Twelve names.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of, one part of the Sully that I really took me out of the movie is when he's in a sporting goods store and he winks at a volleyball. Just walks by and winks at it.
I'll say -1.
I know you, Wilson.
-1, Doug.
-1.
Yeah.
I felt, as I was reading the category, that would be a foregone conclusion.
-2?
Sam has got to say -2. This is pretty good, actually. This is forcing a three-way tie. I'm happy about how
See,
this is turning
out. I don't
out.
Know that I don't know it, just because
I would have gone -2, but then if...
It's tough.
Then he is going to get the point. But, you know, you could try -3, and then... I'm just saying.
Why would he get the point?
But then I...
Well, oh, and I was going to... You're right. Because then I would get the point. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Say -3.
What am I not doing?
Do whatever you want.
I
was
so
thinking
many...
that Rich would get the point, but then it occurs to me, if he can't do -3, I would get the point, so don't do that. Play,
my head
play
is
it right.
spinning from... I've had just... I don't know if you saw, I had like...
You had way too many
bottle caps. So fast.
You weren't even eating the candy. They were real bottle caps.
Mainlining bottle caps.
Mad Dog and bottle caps.
There's one on the floor. It looks delicious.
I know. I try. It's a floor cap. I'm going to have to say name it.
Yeah, here we go. We're going to get ourselves a three-way tie, I think. Or Sean is going to...
I have 0 points. And
Sean's going to pull off of the miracle of the century. They each have 1 point. You have 0.
Yeah.
You were about to get a point.
I don't think I'll get it.
Oh, I was?
Well, watch.
Oh, I am.
Sean, -2 names. The name of the film?
Captain Phillips.
And the -2, starting with the top billed person.
Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
You said -2 so confidently.
You know who I'm talking about. Ed Harris.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
Hey, I almost went negative too. Can I give it a shot?
Yeah, you can. It's just his name's tough to remember.
It's Barkhad Abi, something like that. Barkhad Abi.
Yeah, but you'd have to say it right.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Fucked up. Barkhad, you got right, but it's Abdi.
Abdi.
Yeah, right. He's nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
I know.
I'm the Captain Now.
He's a limo driver from Minneapolis.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
And I saw him in something else. He was good in something else.
Yeah, I saw him in that other thing, too.
What was that? It was
Eye in the Sky, right?
Was it?
Yeah. He was in Eye in the Sky.
Oh, okay.
He plays a military guy in Eye in the Sky.
All right.
You should say that it's a three-way tie.
We got a three-way tie! Yeah! Woo!
I knew I could do it.
I'm just glad we got in such a sweet tribute to Tom Hanks, because he really did it. It really is terrific. I got to put an X through the ones I've already done so I don't screw up in the future. All right. Now, this has all come down to this. And, this is a play-to-win situation. No one's going to just throw it. You're going to just play your best on this one. Who challenged who in that last thing?
Rich challenged Sean.
So we're back to Sam to pick again.
Yep.
And then we'll go to...
That goes for Rich, right?
Just to Rich.
Because it went to me last time.
Sean Rich. Yeah. It's got it. Yeah, that's right. Which category would you like to play? Would you like always bet on black? What do you think that's going to be, Sam?
I hope it has something to do with Wesley Snipes.
Kind of. It's a movie set in Vegas with two or more black actors in the cast.
Okay. Understood.
This is fun. A sausage party. It's movies featuring only men listed in the cast.
Oh.
Popular.
It's a total sausage party. Let me see if I can get one more category out of here. How about... I don't want to do those ones. We did those on the Super Duper. Got to keep this on the up and upper.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. This is a very exciting part of the show.
Tension is building on the stage.
Like, can you imagine, like, in the script spelling bee? Hang on, I'll find a word.
I don't like your face. I'll find a word.
What? Remember that girl that won the spelling bee that one year? It was like 2004.
And she was screaming it. Well, screaming the letters.
There was the one she would like smell her hands before she would... S!
That wasn't a Molly Shannon sketch?
Yeah. But it was sort of strange and intense.
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
She did it. How's it going over there, Doug?
I got it.
All right.
Okay.
She won?
Yeah, she won.
Nice. Good for her.
Her hands smelled like victory.
She had to remind herself every time.
F-bombs. Movies Leonard hated that begin with the letter F.
Oh!
Those are so tricky.
So, sausage party.
Always bet on black.
Always bet on black. Or F-bomb. Boy, those are some tough categories. Let's go with always bet on black.
Rich says no.
Oh, so sorry, Rich.
So you can't go with that one. What's your second choice? I don't want to say I have a favorite guest on the show today, but you're going to have to pick again.
That's fair. That's fair.
Tough but fair.
Tough but fair.
All right. So Leonard gives this movie from 2013 2.5 stars. He lists 10 people in the cast, and he calls the movie raunchy, and he says the stars seem to be having a good time.
I would hope.
Which is not always a compliment.
How many names are
there? 2.5 stars isn't too much. 10 names.
2013, you said?
Mm-hmm. How many can you get it in, Sam?
I can do it in 9 names.
Wow, a rare, large bid from Mr. Levine. A wow from the shocked crowd.
Yeah.
Is it come to me now?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I'm going to say 8.
Well, this got really interesting.
I thought you were serious.
No, I was, but, you know, I like to make jokes.
What I like about you.
I like having fun.
six?
Oh, look at you.
Look at you indeed.
Jokes clear over 7, straight to 6.
Sean, name that movie.
Let me just real quick get a recap from our numbers and list. He went from where to where, Rich?
Well, 8 was the bid. Sean went straight to 6,
straight
jumping
to 6.
Over 7.
So
Sam,
7 is out
Sam
on
has
the equation.
Challenged at 6, which
the number 7 killed my dad.
Only
so.
Going to get 6.
Seven years of hard drinking.
I think the one thing that can be discerned from this is that there's no possible way for me to win.
Yes, Rich, you're shut out at this point, but everybody just loves to see you up there.
I'm going to have some bottle caps and see what happens.
Yeah, the bottom line is you took home the bronze and everybody's proud.
You guys, Masters of Sex is available on Showtime anytime. And the premiere was just last night. I really encourage you to log on and check
Thanks,
out Rich
Sam.
Summer.
Thanks, Sam.
In Masters of Sex. I love seeing him in period clothing. It's the only way I'm comfortable with Rich Summer.
All right.
Got some names for Sean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have any sugar? These are just really good.
That's the plan.
All right.
I mean, I could have one for old time's sake if I wanted to, but I like...
There's no pressure.
I like having willpower.
Hey, man, no pressure. No pressure.
No pressure. DM it to you later. No pressure.
Six names.
Yeah?
Just trying to remember how this is done. I'll give you the clues again. 2.5 stars.
Uh-huh.
It's a movie set in Vegas with 2 or more black actors in the cast. It's raunchy.
Yeah.
The stars seem to be having a good time.
I, for some reason, thought you were going to give me the top build. You're giving me the bottom build, aren't you? Mm-hmm. I forgot about
that. Yeah, that's how this goes.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That was me blowing it a little bit.
Well, you never know. Six names is a lot.
Yeah.
It's not 7. That would have been really helpful.
Stop talking about 7. Gets different in here.
Michael Ealy, Joanna Gleason, Roger Bart, Romany Malco, Jerry Ferrara, who shows up briefly in Sully, and I'm just like, fucking Turtle, get out of here. What are you doing here, Turtle? You look good, Turtle. What do you pinch? And Mary Steenburgen. Great Mary Steenburgen, Academy Award winner. All 6 of them are in this one, Sean.
Sean should have challenged me.
4. Yeah, that might have helped. That might have been a good play. For the win, Sean, the name of this movie is...
You know it?
Do you know it? Don't say it, but...
It's not on me.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, Sam, how are you doing on this? You got it?
I don't want to alter...
Right, yeah, if you say, I know it, then Sean's going to be like, oh, then it must be.
I got...
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Just got to have Las Vegas in the title, because I'm that stupid.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Hangover 3.
Vegas Vacation.
No.
Hangover 1, 2, 3.
I said Hangover 3.
Those are all wrong. Sam, you sure you don't want to guess? One triumphant guess.
No, is it like a best man wedding or something?
No.
Is it bridesmaids?
No.
You know what it is?
People in the audience with a really refined taste of cinema know that the answer is Last Vegas.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Starring Kevin Kline, Morgan Freeman, Robert De Niro, and Michael Douglas. That was the top four we didn't hear.
No.
I wouldn't have got it.
Sam Levine did it. He's our winner. Back where he belongs.
Thank you.
You're the best around. Nothing's ever going to take you down.
Joe Esposito, sing it to me.
All right, let me put a big X through that one, and then we'll close the book for another day. But that was a lot of fun. Thank you guys for letting me do that. Sam,
you.
Do you have you want to promote yourself? You got anything to promote?
Yes, the stuff that I had the swag for, it's called Crunch Time. You can watch the first two episodes for free. They're on YouTube right now. They're each like network television length. They're 20 some odd minutes per episode. You can watch them also for free on roosterteeth.com. And guys, I've been in a lot of shit, and I'm aware of that. This is a really, really good show, and I swear you'll like it if you like comedy and sci-fi. So please check it out, and let the people at Rooster Teeth know how much you like it.
All right.
Thank you.
Krista, come get your prizes. Get a bucket. At least that's got a little handle on there. You can hold it by that. And then scrawl. Yeah, just go ahead and dump that in the garbage. No, it's great.
They're good.
I think you're going to need a new battery.
Yeah, there you go. Have you played both of the games, Rich?
No, but I hear fine things about both.
Okay. Have fun with them. Report back to us about the fun you have with those. I'm sure you'll, you know, smoke a J before you play. And then...
That'd be good.
You know,
you smoke three joints.
First thing I do when I get a board game is I tear up the rules. Let's figure out how this game is supposed to work. Once we've done that, we're done. The person who figures out how this game works is the winner.
Roll up a joint, tear up the rules, and then play the fucking game.
There you go. Hey, Sam, what are you doing tomorrow night? Can you come back tomorrow night as a reigning champion?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit. All right. I'll find a new reigning champion. And you'll be jelly. Sean, what's going on, man? What do you got to plug?
Stand-up dates are on the website, seanjordancomedy.com, Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, and Sean Kruger Mellon Jordan on Instagram.
Thank you, Sean S. Jordan. Johnny Jordan. Rich Summers on Masters of Sex on Showtime twice this season. You already missed one appearance. Does your character get creepier next time around?
Yep.
Okay. What else can we look for? What else is going on?
That about covers it.
You got anything else you could mention?
Not that I can think of.
What's your most favorite actor you've ever worked with, like just in terms of being psyched to work with them? You got to know everybody on Mad Men, of course, but like the first day you probably weren't, oh my God, it's that guy. Maybe you were, I don't know.
The actor I was most psyched to work with. I did, well, the Hello, My Name is Doris with Sally Field, that was pretty
exciting. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
She was so good in that.
She's great.
You know what else she was good in? Punchline.
Classic.
God, that just makes me think about Tom Hanks.
Oh,
shit, man, it's hard. Like, he's a really tough one to get over.
Tom Hanks is in heaven.
No, Giovanni Ribisi is in heaven. So we learned.
What are you saying? Tom Hanks is in hell?
I heard Tom Hanks was stuck between heaven and hell in The Terminal. I think I had something I wanted to plug here real quick at the end. Yes, I do. Don't forget, Douglas Movies is at the Houston Improv at 4:20 on Friday afternoon on September 30th. It's a special happy hour show that'll, I assume, will be very lightly attended. So come on down, have a very personal experience. Thank you to all of you guys who came out here tonight to the Nerd Melt showroom. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow night over at UCB Franklin. The following Monday at UCB Sunset. Do you guys like this over NFL football?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I guess you're here, so you don't give a shit about the LA Rams, I guess. One more time for Sam Levine, Sean Jordan, and Rich Sommer. Which, Rich Sommer, that's my favorite class and my favorite time of year. As always, 5-day work weeks are a shithead. Yeah, so we're clearly not like in Italy, somewhere where they work less. And everyone is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Heisenberg is viewing prowess, makes him fine.